You're listening to the Newsmakers podcast from MLB.com.
This is the Rocket, Bill Latson. Welcome to Newsmakers. We have a special guest for Monday's podcast. He's one of the best managers in baseball. I'm talking about Orioles manager Buck Showalter, who is currently holding a mini camp in Florida. Enjoy the podcast.
I'm here with a guy, wherever he goes, he's a winner, big-time winner. To me, he's the best manager in baseball, and he manages the Orioles right now. I'm talking about Buck Showalter. Buck, thank you so much for being with me. It's greatly appreciated.
How are we doing? I appreciate it. Those are some kind words. How are you doing?
Doing great, and that's a fact. You are a great manager, there's no doubt. First of all, it's the first day of mini camp, and tell me how excited that you feel about mini camp, and what do you expect to accomplish there?
Well, it's something that we've done since I got here. Just kind of we check on a lot of people's health. You know, obviously rostered players, we have to get approval from the union and from the player. It's nothing that they have to do, but they all love to be a part of. It's very low key. We get some of them throw a couple times. They're just starting their throwing session. A lot of our prospects that we think have a chance to show up on the horizon during the course of the year, we get a chance to familiarize ourselves with them and cut through some of the awkwardness that happens the first week or two of camp when you got 60 players here, and kind of get a lay of the land. And it's all about trying to make the players comfortable and make sure that we familiarize ourselves with them. We have a new pitching coach, and it's just a nice little cheat sheet to get ahead of the curve a little bit and make sure that we don't get surprised by any physical problems or something that would get in the way of their impacting our club over the course of the season.
As you look into the 2017 season, what improvements would you like to see the Orioles make based on what you saw last year?
Well, you know, that's, you know, when people say, you know, it's about the pitching, it always is about the pitching. When you look at the teams in the playoffs, they were able to do well from a pitching department. So the consistency that starting pitching gives you and the mentality that it gives your club, knowing how much is enough, is very important, and that can be have a dagger delivered to you very quickly with a couple of injuries. So you know this camp is about the what ifs and what where we go if there's an issue, because you know pitching every fifth day and pitching out of bullpens at the major league level is very hazardous, and you better be able to create some depth. So we're hoping to develop some depth and be a little more consistent from our starting pitching standpoint.
Right. Just last week, the Orioles acquired Seth Smith. He's an outfielder for Giovanni Gallardo. And what do you like about Seth Smith?
Well, Seth's a baseball player. We're going to throw out the fact that he went to Ole Miss. We're going to let him by with that, being from I graduated from Mississippi State. But I'm okay with that. Seth is a guy that's very trustworthy and a guy that you can count on. He's a professional hitter. He's evolved, you know, watching him as his career's going on. He's really grasped who he is and what he has to do to hit, and a lot of guys figure that out in their early 30s. And, you know, Seth's a guy that walks a lot and doesn't strike out much in today's game. That's something that we're in need of. When you see a guy's on-base percentage over 100 points higher than his batting average, you know that this guy's a tough out for the opposition and a guy that can fit in a lot of places in your order and play left field, right field, DH, and even play a little first base.
Could he be your leadoff hitter?
Everybody's in play right now. You know, the conventional leadoff hitters are very scarce in today's game, the way that we used to view them. And I think, you know, you're looking at the on-base percentage. But, you know, I think we put too much into that. And I think people are realizing that within the game, because that guy's only assured of leading off one time in that game. So I don't quite wring my hands about it as much as some people, because, you know, the computer would tell you to take your best hitter and hit him first, your next best hitter and hit him second, and just try to get him up to the plate as many times as possible. So maybe Manny Machado or Chris Davis or Adam Jones lead off.
You know, Gallardo was inconsistent for you guys on the mound last year. And I'm just wondering, why was he inconsistent?
Well, it's a good deal for both clubs. You know, Giovanni's going to pitch well there. He had some physical issues that are behind him. And I think moving, especially to the ballpark in Seattle, is going to be a good move for Cavani, and we wish him well. He's a good human being, good teammate, competitive guy, and his body early on just wouldn't let him do the things he's capable of, and he got healthy as the year went on with a lot of hard work, and I think Seattle will like him. I think it was more of a health issue than anything, but he got that behind him.
It seems like you may not go into the season with Mark Trumbo, but I still like your lineup. You have a pretty good lineup. Tell me how you feel about your current, current lineup.
Well, it's a work in progress. You know that I think Dan Duquette and our organization have done a good job of judging the market and where things may fall. There's a lot of time between now and April, and I try not to put too much emphasis on it. You know, when we have something that we like, we strike with Seth, and but I try to stay focused on the people we have. I don't think players within your organization really want to hear a manager talking about coveting a lot of people's players and what we got to have. I'm always trying to look from within, and that's what we're doing here at this mini camp, and making sure the answers aren't in our own backyard, which in our situation makes it a lot cheaper. But, we have plenty of payroll. You know, our owner's been very supportive since I've been here. And, we'll see where people like Mark and everything falls as the market, so to speak, develops.
Any players intriguing that you have on your roster, a guy that you could say, you know, maybe he can be one of our power hitters. Maybe he can be that right fielder. I mean, do you have anyone that you're intrigued about?
Well, I'm careful about doing that. I'm intrigued by all of them. We have meetings in the morning. You know, I want people that like players. You know, these are the best players the world has to offer, and I really don't want to spend a lot of time, you know, trying to handicap them. I do know that Trey Mancini, there's not a whole lot you can do in the minor leagues that in order to warrant an opportunity, because in today's game, very few players overmatch the level that they played at in the minor leagues. They move so fast through the system. And Trey's one of those guys that offensively has handled every level he's been at real well. And there's a good chance that he may be ready to impact our club.
And talk about Wellington Castillo. He's a guy you just picked up, and he'll be behind the plate. Talk about how excited you have to have him.
Well, Wellington's a guy that loves to catch. He wants to be good at what he's doing. He's a very likable, good teammate, a guy that likes to please. He's an offensive threat at the catching position. You know, he got a chance to hit 20 home runs. He's a guy that with plus arm and is working real hard on any deficiencies he may have. This guy wants to be the best catcher he can be, and that's part of the battle. We talked about him a lot. That was the one thing I really liked, that this guy was going to be as good as he's capable of being, and he's really engaged in the things that a catcher has to do to be successful.
And the final question, I said earlier, you're the best manager in baseball, and you come close to winning a world championship. You should have won in 94, in my opinion. And I'm just wondering, talk about how much you would like to finally win that World Series.
Well, you know, I'm not going to let it define me. As you get older, you realize that life's about impacting other people, making their lives a little easier, and trying to keep them from stepping on their tails like you have along the way. And, whether that happens or not, it's out of my control. You know, I'm going to try to make our players and our organization as good as we can be and put something on the field that our fans can be proud of. And because that's when it's all said and done, you know, whether it's the kids you leave behind or your wife or the people that you've impacted along the way. And if someone at this stage in their life needs a championship ring to define their whole life, then that's a pretty shallow person. But with that being said, I'd love to have that opportunity, but we'll see what the baseball gods have in store for us. But I do know that, you know, we're just trying to be as good as we're capable of being, and I want to seek our level, and that's what we're down here trying to do.
Buck Showalter, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for having me. Y'all take care. Stay warm.